microphones they're at, aren't they?
Like that, yeah.
Could be shit.
Have you started recording?
Of course I have.
You're such a tool.
Welcome to the Unhinged
Podcast. Oh, you really have.
Podcast.
You really have started recording. Was that while I was scratching over the top?
Yeah.
Sorry, people.
Yeah.
Now, the potential for this to actually be weird and have like a strange echo on it means you're just going to have to listen to it for the whole fucking half hour.
Yeah, I know. We've got new microphones, people listening in, so...
Let's give a proper shout out. Miko got new microphones.
I got new microphones.
He's a fucking legend.
Mr. Rode.
They look sexy as hell too.
Because he's the guy that just bought Kurt Cobain's guitar.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah.
I saw an article that someone had bought it. And it for like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's outstanding. Is that what you'd do if you had heaps of money? Just buy shit like
he's
that?
He's going to give it back to the industry though.
Oh, that's cute. That's
fucking great.
Is that what you do? If someone gave you like $1 trillion, you'd be like, I'm just buying fucking...
$1 trillion?
I'm buying weird shit I don't need and I'm never going to use.
I'd take a few presidents out. Surely.
I like the idea of that. Mick, you've got unlimited resources. I'm killing cunts.
Oh, you said cunt already.
Straight off. Sorry, Mick. We should do... I'd like to think that in some perfect world there's like a... some kind of pool on how fast I say cunt into the first podcast... or how, the first one out of the podcast.
The new...
I've already dropped a C-bomb on the new microphones.
Yeah, you've broken them in. All right, so got new microphones from Rode.
They sound pretty sexy.
We're trying to work out the sound.
It's nice that you include me on that we're trying to work it out. In actual fact,
yeah,
I do fuck
all. How did I behave trying to work out the sound?
I was impressed because I've seen you in a bad mood and I was like, oh, he's going to go. He's going to go and he didn't. It's nice. Well done.
I'm on dry July.
Fuck, man. First of all, hats off to you. Don't want to shame anybody, but no fucking chance could I do that.
First night, last night.
How'd that go?
Weird dreams. Weird dreams.
Oh, really?
Weird dreams. Yeah, I dreamt that I went to do a number two.
You're right.
But didn't take my pants off.
Did you have a dream about shitting yourself?
Well, it wasn't about shitting yourself.
Was it the upshot of your dream?
But then I was like running around going, fuck, I've got to have a wash. And then I was in like this industrial estate. And
that's outstanding.
I walked into an old hairdressing salon.
Right. Is this somewhere familiar to you or have you just
No one was there. No one was there. So I did have a quick shower here and then all these gay guys come in and went, what's going on here?
And you were
and I'm like shit. Exactly, shit. And then I woke up and checked my pants.
I bet you're like, uh-oh, I've done it. I'm a grown man, but I've done it.
Yeah.
So, I was listening to Bill Burr as I went to sleep the other night and I had a fair bit on my mind. You people are all the same, I think. Which is an excellent, excellent special. And I had heaps in my mind. So it was the night before the end of the financial year and I had heaps of stuff I had to get done on like July 30, June 30. Because I was kind of like, as soon as you wake up, you got to do this, you've got shit to get done, blah, 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 blah. Like really like not a great night's sleep. But because I've been listening to Bill Burr as I went to sleep, he narrated my entire dream.
Really?
From the moment I went to sleep to the moment I woke up, he's like, oh my fucking God, you've got no fucking time to do this. What's fucking taking you so long?
He did do that.
He did. He had a whole bunch of things. So I was like, oh, I think I've done all the paperwork here. And no, you haven't. Like it was just, I woke up and I was like, I hate you, Bill Burr. You're so judgmental. I will get all this shit done. And I did. Bought myself a new computer out of the end of the financial.
I bought an iPad.
Ooh, is it? I don't know the differences between iPads. Are the new ones all like faster, sexier, do better things?
I bought a not a fucking state of the art one. I bought one just to do practice a bit of art.
Oh, nice!
And do some songwriting. So I'm just going to keep everything off it.
Yeah,
all
okay.
The shit off it.
Yeah, all the
but it just fucking
it
drags over when once it recognises your computer all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't really understand Apple's for that. You just go like, yeah, make it just like the other one, thanks. Mm. You're like, oh.
I'm sure I clicked the, no, I don't want it like the other one.
The wonderful Al Del Benny helped me out. I was talking to him about the fact that I wanted a new computer and he's like, dude, tech is my thing.
Really?
Yeah. And
I never would have picked that.
Oh, he's a fucking whiz for it too. And he literally, we were talking and then I noticed while we were talking that he was somewhere else mentally. And he kind of pulled out his phone and we're still chatting and he's still contributing to the conversation, but I could see he wasn't 100% there. And then he just goes, you have to buy this one. And in the time we've been talking, he's Googled everything I need.
Right.
And he's fucking nailed it. And so I've got one of those little, it's got a little pen on it so I can.
Oh, you've got a pen on mine.
Sort of, I've never had that before.
I've never had a pen before.
I've also never had a computer that I open the lid.
I lose a lot of pens too.
Oh, do you?
I do lose a lot of
pens. What, do they come off the side?
No, but no, real pens.
Oh, okay. You're allowed to lose real pens. Real pens. I think if you lose your computer pen, it's like $90. Fuck that.
150.
Oh, Jesus. No, thank you. That sort of stuff's expensive for me. I don't like it. I'm really stoked that I bought myself a new pair of, I got Sennheiser. Oh, are you doing photos of us? Oh, hi. Oh, nice. Yeah, good. Yeah, just take the fucking photo, eh? Because we're supposed to be talking on a podcast. I bought Sennheiser Bluetooth headphones.
Were they the shit ones though?
No, I took the JBLs back. They were shit and I bought Sennheisers.
Oh, I got JBLs. I don't mind them.
Yeah, this one was just a, it was just a bad batch, I reckon.
Bad batch.
Bad. Can you have that bad batch of electrics?
They sell them off to a cheaper.
That's what happened with my
country.
That's what happened with my Docs. I used to love Doc Martin shoes and then they sold the patent to be made elsewhere and they were never the same again.
But then I've heard someone the other day say they're just, oh, Stevie said it the other
day. Oh, yeah, he did, our photographer. Yeah, I have to wait. I have to find the good ones.
Yeah, I'm off them anyway.
I'm off them.
I don't like them anymore. My days are gone as Dr. Martin. I like me Converses.
Yeah, nice.
I like a sand shoe because I'm a runner.
I am not a runner. But I live in Skechers because my feet fucking hurt all the time.
Skechers are very good, aren't they?
Yes.
But there are old lady shoes.
Go fuck yourself.
Or Puma pants.
I had a dream the other night that a mate of mine was having a real moment. Like he was super upset. He was on the other side of the room to me and I couldn't get to him. And I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, what? And I'm like, what's wrong? It was fucked. I woke up really annoyed. I dream Julia's a dick. Probably annoys me. Like she could be lovely. She could take me off into porn land. She could take me off into famous land. But what does she do? Here's a mate that you want to help and you can't, but he's super upset. But fucking good luck with that, you fucking useless piece of shit. And then you get Bill Burr like, oh my God. I turned into like a grumpy old cunt the other day.
Oh, another cunt.
I know. Oh, sorry. Sorry, cunts. The kids next door, mum and dad were away. So 19, oldest brother, decided to have a party.
As you do.
And he came over and said, oh, just having a few friends around tonight, just to let you know there might be a bit of noise, but we'll knock it on the head, you know, nice and early. I wasn't home for that. I got home at midnight. And I'm out drinking with our friends Stu and Ange, and I'm like, I'm going home early because I've got to get up and open the bookshop tomorrow, and I don't want to have a hangover, and I need to get some sleep. So I go home, and they have the shittest fucking music playing that I'm still not sure whether it was actual music or if it was just they were gaming, and it was the shit background music for a game. Like, it was so bad. And at 4:30, I just went, fuck this, and got up, stormed out to the backyard.
4:30?
Yeah. I thought that was, because I put my TV on so I couldn't hear them, and then I put the TV on timer, and then I'd drift off to sleep, and then there'd be some surge of noise, and I'd wake up, and I'd go, fuck. So I put the TV back on, I'd go back to sleep. Come 4:30, I was like, I'm going to fucking murder somebody. So I go up the back, and imagine what I look like in my sleeping shirt, no bra.
Sleeping shirt.
Fucking hair up in some weird ankle. Just what, like two hands on the fence, pulled myself up and just went, if you're not going to play good fucking music, turn it the fuck off. Like just had a proper.
No lead in.
Nah, just proper rant, like big swears, dropped the C-bomb, scared the fuck out of a bunch of 19-year-olds. I actually felt pretty good. And then and then someone goes, oh, we'll turn it down. Don't fucking turn it down. Turn it fucking off. It's 4:30 in the fucking morning. Proper rant. Not run out of air.
Were Bunny and Bob doing?
Oh, they were trying to sleep through it. Now, they're both deaf and they could hear it is how loud it was. It was actually so loud that I could feel it through my bed. Like it was rattling the concrete. So the next morning, I left a note because I had to go and open the bookshop. When the kid from next door comes to apologise, tell him that apologies will only be accepted in flat whites at my fucking shop. He did not turn up with a flat white.
He didn't apologise.
Turns out he didn't have the balls to come over and apologise until Monday afternoon. Monday afternoon he came over to apologise. Mum went, oh, Julia's the one you need to apologise to and she's not here. So he sent me a text message. So I told him that he owes me 1,000 coffees because that's what it took me to get through the day. We'll see.
What a turd blossom.
Oh, I was, but it just made me laugh because I went full like, that's not fucking music, that's shit. But what I heard myself say was, if you're not going to play fucking good music, turn it the fuck off.
Which brings me to my next. I love heavy metal, and I was fucking about. And because you can go onto Spotify and you can see all the latest albums being released.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I'll look at a bit of metal. And I didn't know what I found here. I found a band called Falconer.
Oh, yeah.
Falconer.
What? I don't know them.
What does that bring to you, Falconer?
Well, if they're Australian, they're a bunch of bogans that have a falcon. And if they're, in my head, they're like a, I'm going to say, Norwegian thrash metal band. And their album cover is some dude that looks like a Viking holding a leather.
That's pretty fucking good, actually.
Really? Holding a leather. Oh, nailed it!
Viking. But this is Falcon. I thought, oh, yeah, that'd be good. Might be good. Good.
And then?
Pretty good. And then
that vocal does not go with that double kick pedal, like that double bass.
It's
drum.
Very spoken, well, isn't it?
He's so very eloquent.
Lovely. I'm drinking from the goblet
of death.
So I was very disappointed in Falcon. I thought, the Falconer, yeah, that might be good. And then the music started. I'm like, yeah.
Fucking get
into
it.
Hang on.
I've been playing the earworm game with a mate of mine. She rang me the other day and just like out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, hey, man, what's happening? She goes, oh, just thought I'd give you your daily earworm. And I went, oh, yeah, cool, thanks. And then she started to sing, oh, fuck, what was her thought? She started to sing, wasn't it Copacabana? She sang something really mean to me down the phone. So today I rang her and sang, remember Us Three, Cantaloupe?
No.
Oh, it was like a real funky beat. And she's like, dude, I've got a 13-hour shift I've got to get through. And I was like, well, sucked in, because now you've got like funky beat. Like, and she went, yeah, great. Then she calls me from the car and goes, I just turned my car on. Guess what the first song was? She got Macarena as the first song.
It's magic.
She's going to have 13 hours of Macarena. And then the next song that came on was Snow's Informer. And I was just like, suck it. You would be much better off having good old Us Three's fucking Cantaloupe, which is what they called it, but obviously it's cantaloupe for us. You make a good coffee, Mick.
Yeah.
Fucking good.
I've just been, had a workout with some old people.
Nice.
Some old people. I thought they were going to die. You always know you're training with old people and you're the fittest in the room.
Yeah, that I can't think of a time that happened to me.
Well, if you train with your mum and dad, you'd be the fittest.
I just can't imagine training with my mum and dad.
Come on, I didn't have us.
Fuck, you know, dad can still lift a decent amount of weights.
All right.
I mean, I kick his ass, I should do, but he can still, like, for a skinny little old man.
It's a man thing, though, isn't it? You still have to do that forever.
Yeah. Lift. Fucking lift him.
Yeah.
Lift him.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this, you know, I call my dog, my dog's name's Ted. From Ted, he went to Teddy Bear.
Was he birthed Ted, or did you make that up?
No, he, that's what we got him from the rescue home as. But he'd only been Ted for a couple of weeks. We don't know what his real name was. So
what do you reckon his real name is?
Oh, fucking, you know what's funny?
Theodore.
Theodore E. Bear.
Edward.
Tedwood E. Bear. There's a John Oliver. I don't know if you watched John Oliver, but he did a bit weeks ago. He's a satirical political.
He's great, isn't he? I like him, but he's on. What's he on?
Foxtel.
Yeah, so I don't have Foxtel.
Right.
I miss out a lot of things because I don't have Foxtel.
Well, it would be highly illegal of me to give you my Foxtel login and for you to watch it on your phone and broadcast it through your TV. I definitely won't do that when the podcast is over.
Really? Is that meaning, are you being sarcastic?
No, because that would be illegal to do that. It's against all of broadcasting rules. But he did a thing about how many cats, if he owned 22 cats, and he went through all the names of them.
Right.
And there was like Frank, Frank the Second, Frank the Third, the Fourth Frank, the Frankenator. Like it was just, oh no, the Frankening.
Francis.
And then there was Gus. Anyway, one of the names of his cat was Mr. Pretty Whiskers. And my mum started calling the dog Mr. Pretty Whiskers and he started answering to that. So we don't talk about that. That's not why I brought it up.
We don't let Bunny watch John Oliver anymore.
You're out, Mum. But I was I called him. So he started as Ted. Then he went to Teddy Bear. Then he went to Teddy Fluffy Butt because he does have a fluffy butt. Then he went to Teddy Buttface. And so I do call him Teddy Buttface all the time. And and there's this little kid that comes to the park and she's really cute, right? And I don't like little kids. They tend to annoy me. But this kid's cute. And Mum and Dad have brought her down the park because they want to get a dog and they want to get her used to dogs, like just having them around. And she's doing a good job. She's only young. I don't know. How old's that? 2?
13. Julie just held up a hand at hip height. And I thought, yeah. 25.
It's a new number between 24 and 24. 24. Boy. So I think this kid's between 2 and 3. And the other day, a mate of mine's puppy jumped on the kid and the kid's freaked out.
Mm.
And the dad goes, no, 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 don't freak out. You just have to say no, like really, like
forceful,
very determinedly no. And the kid still wasn't sure. And then the puppy jumped on my dog, Ted, and Ted bit the puppy just like rough, like full snap. And the puppy ran off and I went, see, like that. Ted just went, no. And she started to laugh and she thinks Ted's the funniest dog in the world.
Right.
So she came down the park.
He's not that. I've seen a bit funnier.
He's top
just
5.
Just like to point out, he's not in my top 10 funny dogs.
Got sticky feet. Gets on stage. Yeah. Can't get the cut off.
He's more of a mime artist.
It doesn't say much.
Mm.
Anyway,
sticky feet.
These couples.
Let's talk about the top 10 sticky comics, sticky feet comics.
Oh, you want me to out comics?
No. Get on with your fucking story.
So they came down the park the other day and the mum wasn't there, just the dad and the daughter. And then she patted Ted because Ted doesn't let too many people pat him. She patted Ted. That's the end of the day. We go home. And then I get a message from the mum. And the mum, they've come home and the mum's gone, oh, who was down at the park? And the kid's gone with this.
Julia Buttface. What's the dog's name?
Teddy Buttface.
Right, so this kid has worked out that if
don't my, like that kid.
If my dog's name is Teddy Buttface, which is what I call him, and I'm his mum, right. I have to be Julia Buttface.
Julia Buttface.
Which I think is hilarious, and now everyone I'm showing that to has started calling me Julia Buttface, which I'm okay with because it's a great name. Unless you realise that I have a giant crack in the middle of my forehead that does actually look
actually
like a butt.
It does
face.
Look like a butt.
It does.
It does.
Last time that beautician chick tried to get me to have Botox in my, I can just knock this out. And I'm like, that's my butt crack in the middle of my face. Yeah. Why on earth would I get rid of that, you fucking?
I prefer Julia Asshole Head. Did you snot over there with the new microphones? The new
no, but I almost spat coffee on it. Thank you. That was excellent.
That'll be the end of it. That's the $150 you owe me.
Excellently timed. You wait till I have a sip of coffee before you call me asshole face.
Asshole head.
Sorry, asshole head.
Julia Asshole Head. That's the name of the podcast. I wonder if iTunes will let me put that up because they asterisk it out.
Oh, do they?
They do. Pussies. I think that's shit.
Pussies.
Every time I swear, like in the the liner notes,
it comes up with an asterisk. Yeah. Fuck.
Cock.
I was going to say, imagine.
Cock.
You know what I love about these microphones? Every time I laugh really loudly, it just cuts me out.
Yeah, because I've got a limiter.
Yeah, nice. Goes to show you how often I go.
You're not even being recorded.
I'm just going through your mic.
Fuck, I hope it is recording.
Yeah, otherwise, this is fucking weird.
I don't think it's going very well anyway. It's not one of our best ones. I think Julia Arsehole Head's out.
Oh, highlight so far. I've been teaching a mate of mine home renovation shit. She's inherited her dad's house. He passed away, unfortunately, a couple of months ago. And so her and her brother are doing the house up, but the brother lives up in Queensland. So she's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And these tradies keep going around there. I'm like, what are you doing next? And she's like, oh, I've got a quote for this. And it's fucking so much money. And I was just like, dude, you're getting ripped. Like, they can see you don't know what you're talking about. Like, first of all, let me be here when they're giving quotes. Like, oh, we can't. Fucking, nah, that's too much. Knock that shit off. But she got a quote to do the back deck, and the guy said $900 to gurney and stain it, or $1,300 to just replace all the wood. And then I said to her, is that replace all the wood and stain it? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, well, that's bullshit. I've got a gurney, we can do it ourselves. And she goes, oh, I'm like, dude, just let me have a crack, and if you don't like it, then you can get the dude in. So we gurneyed it twice. It looks fucking amazing. And then I was showing her how to stain, you know, freshly let it all dry and then gurney the wood. She keeps going, there's too much paint. I'm like, dude, it's not paint, it's stain. Like, I've showed her how to do the caulking around stuff.
What's underneath it?
It's an open air. So it's but you can see where her dad's built, like her dad's replaced different palings and put them too close together and it's just fucking, like, you can see where it's rotting because right. there's nowhere for the water to escape. But we had to go to Bunnings the other day and we just look like...
Colour lezzos.
And a proper couple of lezzos, like 100%. She's stunning.
Apologies to the lesbians out there. That's not a nice word. I apologise.
She's stunning and wears makeup all the time right. and always looks amazing. And I'm me in my army pants and my fucking, like, I think footy t-shirt walking around. And it's one of the first times I've been at Bunnings and no one's stopped me and asked me where things are because people just assume I work there.
She works. She knows. She comes here a lot.
What makes me laugh, though, is the amount of times where I go, I'm torn between, do I just tell them because I do know where it is? Or do I go, like, actually, I don't work here? So depending on whether they've been polite to me or not, I go, oh, do you want to go down to aisle 5, halfway down on your left-hand side? Just look up to the top there. But we're in the car park and she goes, oh, I'll just put the...
Can you hear that?
I can.
It's me. Is that... Carton of beer?
It's 3 cartons so far. Oh, and somehow now we've kicked back into delayed. This is awesome. So, she's gone.
What the fuck happened?
Are you calling the end of the podcast or are we just going to talk through the delay?
I think we should. What the fuck?
For those of you. Should we listen back and see
Check.
What it sounds like?
Check.
Check.
Check. No, it's all right. Sorry. Finish your story.
Oh, Jesus. We're still going to go.
We're still doing this.
You're not going to edit any of that out?
No, I can do something with it.
Awesome. So she goes to put the trolley back and I think I've got the car park to myself because it's the middle of the day and there's no one around and I'm having a full sing, like just on my own. And I'd been listening to Paul Young's Stay For Good this time. Like from the, yeah, I know, right?
Great voice he had.
Right? So, and I'm going for the high notes and I'm like, stay for good. And I'm full rocking out and I walk around the corner of her car and there's a dude just standing there looking at me and I'm like, this time. And just got like, I'm down the rabbit hole now. Fuck it.
How old was he?
Maybe my age, maybe 5 years
older. So he might have known the song.
But I said to him, didn't know you were there. Sorry, I thought I had the car park to myself. And he goes, no, you're killing it. I was like,
killing it.
Thanks very much.
Car park karaoke.
Oh, fuck. Hey? But you know when you get that moment where you're like, ooh, I didn't know you were there. I'm so sorry. I was like, nah, fuck it. Just own it. I tried to explain that to my little 10-year-old nephew this morning. I was dropping him to school and CeeLo.
Oh, you added kids.
I do, which is why I've never had them. But I don't mind borrowing other people's occasionally to make me look like a normal human. And CeeLo Green's Fuck You was on, but obviously it's...
The shit version.
Yeah, it's Forget You. And I was laughing going, that's not... But I'm dancing in the car because fuck it. It's just my life. It's what I do. And he was like, Auntie Julia, those people are looking. I'm like, let them look. I said, here's how the shame and embarrassment contract works. You're doing something that other people think you should be embarrassed for. They see you. Now, either you go, oh my God, I'm embarrassed, and you look away, or you don't stop and just go, I'm owning this, and you look back, and then they have to look away. Otherwise, you're just staring at each other.
Nice.
And he goes, really? I'm like, yeah.
And then you start pashing.
I'm not telling a 10-year-old about pashing.
All right. Different niece and nephews.
I was talking
about brothels last week.
I was, but she's 13.
Oh, you know that you talked last week about the Dollhouse?
Mm.
That's a franchise.
Not the brothels, or gyms.
The gyms.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Do you mean by coincidence?
Yeah, they've...
The Dollhouse...
Unless they started there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them now.
So the Dollhouse Academy, was it?
Yeah.
So as if by coincidence, the Dollhouse Academy has opened up 5 doors down from the Dollhouse.
That's 5 doors down.
It's, on that block.
Oh, yeah, the F45, yeah, of course.
It's on that block. That if that's just, like, synchronicity, it will be the best day of my life. I'm going to go in and ask him now. Excuse me, hi. Hi, just curious.
Yeah, ask him.
Are you part of a franchise? Oh, really? And are you aware there's a brothel up the road?
Yeah, we know. Yeah,
fuck, do you want to take our flyer or not, motherfucker?
Yeah.
That is gold.
Yeah, you can't get in here, fatty boombar.
Stop saying shit when I have a sip of coffee in my face.
Asshole face.
Asshole head. Fucking
head.
A-H-H.
Butt face.
Teddy butt face. She even got the right intonation. Because I don't say like...
Funny kid.
Teddy butt face. I go Teddy butt face.
Teddy butt face. Why do you call him Teddy butt face for? He looks nothing like a butt.
Unlike me. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm Dick just bag. Joking.
No, because that's what I call him. Teddy butt face. Because sometimes he is being a fucking butt face. When I call him and he won't come to me. Sticky feet, not funny at all. Isn't that, I should explain that to people who aren't comedians. When a comedian goes on stage and has 10 minutes or 20, whatever the time limit they have.
Let's say 5 minutes.
And then they won't fucking get off stage.
Yeah, they just keep going and they're usually being shit.
Yeah. Yeah, people with sticky feet.
They're known as sticky feet.
Yeah, mate, because your feet are stuck on the fucking stage. Get off. Mm. We've all got somewhere to be and we want to get on stage and get off again. I mean, there are certain... One of my favourite sticky footer, Chris Franklin.
He's
on stage for like an hour and a half for 40 minutes, but it's an hour and a half of really good stuff. So I don't mind. Unless I'm like, there was one gig where I was picking him up and giving him a lift home. And I'm like, I've just been to footy training. I'm still in my footy gear. And now I'm cooling down and everything hurts. Get off the fucking stage. Then apart from that, yeah, fuck, do an hour and a half. He's great. But traditionally, people with sticky feet are shit. And they just keep going.
I remember doing a gig with him once and the MC was young. And he was just rabbiting on Franklin, and I'd had a few beers, and he was pissed. And the guy went, "Is he going to get off?" And I went,
"Nope,
he'd probably do another hour." And he's like, "Oh, I got to close the show." And I went, "Do you want to go?" And he's like, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, let's go." Just got in the cab and went.
That's hilarious.
Left him up there.
Did you really?
He didn't give a shit. Like,
did he even know though? Did he see you leaving?
No. That's hilarious. Couldn't even see fucking past his
your microphone. That's
first
it.
First person.
The audience is a blur.
I think he was standing on a fucking snooker table.
Oh, Jesus. Where was that?
That was the stage. Or in the bush somewhere.
Fuck. What? And there's some comic that needs to go home. You're in the bush.
No, we just went back to the room.
Ah, right.
Sort of thing. I think we just got a cab up the fucking. Might have been Dubbo or something like that. Let's get home. Fuck it.
I love the idea of that.
I've seen this a million times before. It's.
He's locked in. Yeah. He gets a look in his eye and he's locked in for the rest of it.
Yeah, they all love it. I'm like, fuck, I want to go to bed.
I love the idea of that. Yeah, no, you go, I'll close it.
Yeah, we just start,
change my mind.
Heckling, play, just sing bloke, mate. Oh, someone's requesting bloke. That's Mick. Oh, you want me to finish? Yep.
I love that, you know, when you hear get off, but you know it's a mate's voice, and you're like, oh.
Heard it.
Heard it is one of my favourite.
Heard it.
I remember Chris Waitenhouse heckling at the Comedy Store Christmas party. This has to be a decade ago. And remember Dom O'Kiernan and Peter Green had written a book?
Yeah.
They travelled around Australia on a push bike each.
I wanted it just to be one push bike.
Yeah, as the words were coming out, I was like, I needed to differentiate between. Imagine
you are so much louder than me.
I'm always louder than everyone.
I'm just watching.
Just watching the spike. I'm loud. Yeah. It's how I am.
Go on.
You've stayed in a flat with me. You know how loud I
am. Go on. This is the last story. I need to check the levels, see if this is even working. It did sound like it was working then.
Yeah, it did, until it started to repeat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Waitenhouse was heckling these two who, at the Christmas party, they got up and they were just telling stories about travelling around doing comedy shows out in the bush. Like, we'd just literally cycle to a town and go, who wants to see a comedy show tonight? And then they'd let word get around. And Waitenhouse was just walking around the back of the room, just sniping, like, heard it! And then he'd walk 10 people along, get off! And then walk along, you did this in your last show! And I started to laugh hysterically at Waitenhouse's, like, varying insults and heckles that he managed to get out. And the poor guy's just like, fuck you, Waitenhouse. Well, it's going to end up being a punch-up at a coffee Christmas party.
I remember he untuned a certain trio's guitar.
He didn't. Oh, fuck, that's awesome.
They were fucking fuming.
Really?
He untuned
it. What gig?
Like to the, it was the unicorn, what was that one
Fringe
called?
Bar.
Fringe Bar, yeah.
Oh, that's...
And they sent a letter to the...
They didn't.
The agent. The agent had words with him and he rang me and he said, do you think it was funny? I went, yeah, it's pretty funny. Pretty funny as a guitar player watching a guitarist on stage because your head just fucks off on stage. You go, I don't even know they even know the notes.
I would like to think that he tuned like every second string down half a tone. Like, so it was mathematically out of tune. Like, rather than just being all...
it was just ridiculously out of tune.
Oh,
like, the strings are like... blah, blah, blah.
How have I never heard that story?
Why have you never heard that story?
That's wonderful.
It's a great story.
You well done,
I was on a cruise once and the guitar fell over and completely untuned, but the roadie backstage guy didn't tell me. He just set it back up again.
Oh, shit.
And I went, yeah, anyway, so I can sing some song. I'm like, fuck, fuck.
Did you just abandon it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and just went back to stand-up.
That's lucky you've got the...
And I just went, if anyone in the audience knows how to tune a guitar...
You feel free to jump up and have a crack.
Yeah.
But you've got that skill. You're a great stand-up and a great musical comedian. Where I can imagine a lot of the musical comedians are like, funny thing happened to me on the way here. You're like, nah, bro, let it go.
Anyway. And we're going to check the levels.
Yeah, let's do
that. And we'll be back shortly. See you later.
Next week.
Say a little thing.
Boy.
You always say the same thing.
Do I?
Yeah.
See you, cunts. It's not it.
If you don't get it right, when we're going to break up.